Siovidisalag Nigani Sadast Do you de Lielite Discutelis Cohig E Sadast Ote Tilak Kanega, Hale Tilak Dinoica, Tilak Yehle, in the Udalena, do go watley, Morse, Salinda Odon Tohikin is a dandeg, or Seda, skinny news de Sehena Tugord, Neo Dunit Lagan Docon, Yahoo's deed no. You go on a walk.com. Leave a note to go tenor. Go gay, you'll whisty. You dot lil no. Go gay, you get says. You got the guy you'll. In a get answer. Dun Dale stun no car. You got the keno. You'd soon need on. Hadis. Can't see I go on water. But I get all the mic. I guess I am. Thank God you'll know. Scare you day don't. You got nothing warning, son. See the assessor to us. Until I get it, and all the snotty, it's a do lane. The guy say, well, I'm yelling and then, Sago, Chanel, Kanigida, Kanigida, Tall, his Suda, Kanigida, Suda got folk, Sago, and he glows, Dante, so near Sago, Chanel, Nurk, his Nurk, so, and it's a get it, the look you oot and all on air, so near Sago, Chanel, Nurk, his key yelling. Hello, my name is Dennis Sixkiller, and thank you once again for joining me today. I sure do appreciate all of you for joining me today to listen to the Cherokee voices and Cherokee sounds that's being brought to you by Cherokee Nation. Well, what's going on today? Anything? I hope you're wearing your green today. Remember in school, if you weren't wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, somebody tried to paint you, right? Where that tradition came from, I have no idea. I'm sure someone listening does, I don't know. But I just remember that from my school years. And to this day, I do wear green on St. Patrick's Day because I don't want nobody pinching me. But anyway, enough of that. Now, let me give you the number to Cherokee Nation once again. First and always toll free nationwide. 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to the tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. On today's program, our Cherokee speaker once again will be Bob Mouse of Tahlequah, Oklahoma, along with Don Adair, making a few comments here and there. We had a good time, you know. Last week we were laughing a lot, and that's just the way it is when we all get together. And I really enjoy that. Guys, if you're listening, thank you once again for taking time to do the interview with me. I'll teach five more Cherokee words. And actually, today we're going to hear two short Cherokee stories, and I know you'll enjoy them. Now to our Cherokee Nation news, and we'll hear some more favorite Cherokee songs, so please stay tuned. Hogan Seal, Hiskia, Diginetto, look at that, y'all. I need to look in, I need no head. Tolliga, the dot, the dot, and cohig. Till I get clean, huh? Diginotos, the dot, the notes on. I let you look on this, get he? Walk to your stage. I let Dawn hey there. Do not do it, you guess, Esty. Loves cannot, these are like taking no good, the last dicto that had lost the name, that's not what you lost, eh? And now let's hear two songs sung by the member of Cedar Tree Church from a few years ago. First song is I Will Tell What God Has Done For Me. The second song is Redeeming Love. No, no, I didn't think the Nawash North down hell. He lives not that his guess, Tolerate the Nogid, the Tadaste. A guy, on your easy looking, the dog says, Talinena, Conago e the Lana, the dog says, the. Is Bob Mouse along with Don Adair to talk about some things that they remembered growing up. and also as they went to the work field and so forth. I sure appreciate these guys. Bob, Don, if you're listening, thank you once again for taking the time to do the interview with me. I sure appreciate it. Now here is Bob Mouse and Don Adair of Tahlequah, Oklahoma, as they continue talking about some things they remembered from a long time ago. Donna Gwalkti says, Don Adair, no? On the hilly says, on the north Alaska, to the left, August, on the disc, to the lower side. Oh, to the north Alaska, the war, to the dollar, to get to the dollar. You do the liquor, eh? To the left, August, to the north Alaska. Say, no, see, to the dollar. Gwalkti says, let Don Adair, to the dollar, the liquor, eh?
Nolle talsko talu de testile. Og da tænkte jeg nogen af dagen eller nej.
Okay.
Nå. Massy heart attack sådan der. Nå, sådan lidt. Nå, nå, gør
du kjøre,
hvad det er, det er løft, Anne? Jeg gør ikke dagen der, så nej,
det
gør kjøre løft, Anne. Nå, det er det. Og ni skal ha. I kan lov. I kan lov, at du vil lov, at du vil lov, Ja. Ja, kan jeg ikke det.
Nå, når jeg sagde, ikke når jeg ser den, går den, der tager sig lige så, han lader skal lige sådan dofterne.
Skal, det var det.
Another not, sko.
Ja, og når den er sidde.
Ja.
Nå, og det er det også gerne, han har. Fordi lige der også er korte. Ja, og han lader skal lige.
Nej,
den er helt til glade. Nå, en sted, der er jo nede laskalt det. Skåret læst det. Ja.
Nå,
det
gør dig også.
Ja.
Nå,
det. Nå, det skal du sige. Det skal du nå, så det kan du sige, nå. Har været inde i det.
Nå, nå, da du da, nå, gør du nye dag også, nå, så sådan, nå, hvor er huset ikke hen? Du var det ikke også, nå, da du da, nå.
Sige det.
Har været inde.
Ja.
Du kan lytte, nå. Vi lov, du var slags. Du kan lytte, nå, det. Du var
slags. Nå, det. Nå, det til gære.
Ja. Du var det ikke også,
hvor er huset ikke hen? Nå, nå. Rødt der, da, nå, også. Hed det sig, at læse. I nærmere slet, går slet sig sådan det her. Pugt af os.
Okay.
I nærmere skal jeg se det sådan her, så kan jeg. I nærmere, hed det, det kan det sig, at ni dags det er noget slet. Det gør at han, ma en, udjælige går sig her, når det kan det sig, at bæs på fælde sko.
Okay.
Udjælige sig her. Ja.
Og
her,
når unindine
er sig? Unindine, det gør jeg ikke, nælde. Nå.
Da
nå. Nå det unige, det jo nægger os, der det vil også nogen, at skal jo hvert her. Det nå, del du vil have, at skal. Okay, helt ikke også, du slager. Du vil have en endnu, og du vil have en undinne den over. Det gør det en undinne, den gør ikke heller. Ja. Og når jeg kan norske, nå, er du til gæren, jeg kan norske kæld. Jeg var, tæt det gør det, nej til gæren. Gør også lidt del gine, gæren gør det. I gik her og gav det rart, det var til gerne. Der var lidt skal dog ske en gang skæle, jeg skal krøje til. Ja. Nu er sådan alle i. 140 acres skal det til nye. Og nu er det condition er nu. Det er sko. Ja. Ja. Herman Bertram, han gjorde lidt der til gerne, skal den. Det er også en plakke. Skal det til nye hele. Kan også lige en dølle ned lige kalla uhøjeste. Kan nå. Kan Herman. I det her der går i den alle liste du hele. Skal dog ned den alle der. Ja, sådan er. Jeg kan ikke gælde til hos Herman. Se nu, der sådan er. Jeg kan skåre det alle sygt lukke, jeg kan vide alle. Ja. Der er en ene, så har jeg skåret den ene, eller ikke? Ja. Ja.
Ja.
Det er jo ikke godt. 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 Det er jo teki taatliivitä. Ja tämä on vähän antavassa norskana, mutta kyllä se norskalaan kyllä taatlaan on neilleen. Teki tuo hiukiisen.
Ja.
Hina, skrip tuon neille kaato hiisongi. Kallinen jäi kaato.
Niin on aihitoa.
Niin on aihitoa. Lähden on kyllä jotenkin niin vahin.
Niin no, sä saa taas liikeen, Anna.
Det
er det også. Det er det, der er det. 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 Det er det, der Joe Buckskin, he only dug it.
That's
the only thing. He dug a knee land
again.
Joe Buckskin. He's not an alien. He's 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 an
Nå,
så tager han også, så skal de gøre dig også. Tak, ikke? Så kan jeg høre, sen. Mm. Der er lige også det her, så er det den her. Mm-hmm. Nogen af. Pool balls,
mm-hmm.
Så der,
det
var
så
kan jeg
høre.
Ja, du sagde, kan jeg nu lige? Mm. Det er der her, der har. Ja. Det var jo også, lad os skyde Dunia itu ya, sudah. Di Kanada, dunia ni lagi yang kau naik. Jadi tu kau ni tu ni dah waktu kau ni. Ya. Si. Ya. Ya dah ada ni. Iga tu ni gaya hidup lah. Ni dah waktu. Ada wujud tu lah ni dah waktu kerja. Oh, jis kau hodoh jadi. Vi de skal tage dog lige over, ha. Det går sig helt lige sig ikke ni skal være sig, ha. Ja, han lige dog i nok går sig, ha. Nå. Just det, na. Plakker de sig an i dag han i tus.
Ja, gerne.
Ja. Na, to de ostene. Ja. Nå, nå. Ulogelo. Andrew.
Nå, det gæt du en, altså. Dig dag.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Ja. Du
nælde,
så skal hæske i lasten. Skulle det ikke, ja. Der skal være, den i dag også, ikke nogen. Ja.
Kan du tage med lige sådan en halvdag?
Mm. Kan du
nå, den i
dag,
ja.
Det
er lige til Østrup.
Nå, jo. Nå,
jo. Mhm. Så lad os nu, ja.
Ja. Du når, det er sådan en, ja. Klart, det er der alene. Nægt hov kæs, der er ikke gør dig også.
Okay.
Ja. den där kanelen sen. Du åt det sig lagost. Ja, det har de varit.
Ja, det är
så. Det är
det
här.
And I hear two more songs. These songs were sung by the Turkey Baptist Choir. First song is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The second song is I Would Not Be Denied. Nona needs a like Dun Tan Din Da Wask. Talaga Dinin Hogiti Tadaste. A guy squat tennis as the Hawa Dudogas as Talineno Nesna Wage Igaguya Hay Dudogas as the.
Yeah.
It's time for Cherokee Nation News, and I have one announcement to make today. It's about the All Cherokee Singing at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Kennewood, Oklahoma. And the singing will be March 22nd. The singing usually begins at 7 p.m., ends at 9. 2 hours of good Cherokee songs. So if you want to hear some good Cherokee singing, go to Kennewood, Oklahoma on the 22nd of this month. The singing begins at 7 p.m., ends at 9. I know they would appreciate it. And if you sing Cherokee songs, they'll allow you to sing those. Or if you want to go and enjoy some good Cherokee songs, I know you won't be disappointed. They always have a good singing there. Now, I've been there, and I sure had a good time when I went there. Again, it's on the 22nd this month in Kennewood, Oklahoma, at the Emmanuel Baptist Church. If you can, go and support the All Cherokee Singing. Tillagetli, the Gnodlothatli log, Sao de Zinethan Kohiga. Nazilagiha, the Donin Hogisco, Sina Dudal, Hinti Call, Tosco Talina Gesest, Kennewood, Emmanuel Dudon, Dinawos Norte, and I guess Este. Koskogon and his con, Usadil, Son Heli Gohid, Dizlakte Knogid, Dizada Sotidule, and how you did all. To what the canogit ye de ha tug. Tenogis canic, I want ye get a squat ass. These are like, these are nogis de. See who hit the call, Tosco Taline, Kenwood, the god do her, Emmanuel, do don't in a washing last day. And not thy nogis guest to like ye high. A league assessed, who a gahif ta heed. I want yon de hair league, you de do la. And now here's a group called the Heavenly Choir to sing The King Will Return and Will a Circle Be Unbroken. Dona galola ne tuna dod dinogisk talega dinogit dita dasti. Gai, the girl yuhi, the galuti, tudoges est. Taline no squaw tenis esti, Yehovah, tudoges est. It's time for Cherokee words, and as you're getting ready, I'll go over Cherokee vowels. We have six vowels in our language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. and here are their sounds. A, E, I, O, U, E. I'll say the English word once and spell it in English phonetics twice. Word number one for today is the word fuss. And it's spelled like this. A, Y, O, T, L, O, H, I, S, E, D, I. Again, word number one for today is the word fuss. It's spelled like this. A, Y, O, T, L, O, H, I, S, E, D, I. Word number two is the word fussy. And this spell like this. A, L, I, S, G, A, H, N, O, S, G, I. Again, word number two is the word fussy. It's spelled like this phonetically. A, L, I, S, G, A, H, N, O, S, G, I. Word number three is the word future. And it's spelled like this. U, W, A, G, U, D, I, D, I, S, V. Once again, word number three is the word future. It's spelled like this. U, W, A, G, U, D, I, D, I, S, V. Word number four is the word gag. This is a two-part word. First part is spelled like this. G, U, T, L, V, D, I. The second part is spelled like this. A, H, O, L, I. Again, word number four is the word gag. This is a two-part word. First part is spelled like this. G, U, T, L, V, D, I. Second part, A, H, O, L, I. Word number five is the word gauge. And it's spelled like this. A, T, L, I, L, O, S, D, I. Again, word number five is the word gauge. It's spelled like this. A, T, L, I, L, O, S, D, I. And now I'll pronounce these words. The one is the word fuss. It's pronounced like this. Ah, yo, flo, he, se, ti. Ah, yo, flo, he, se, ti. Ayo-hlo-hi-se-ti. Number two is the word fussy. In this word, the I with the L at the beginning of the word will be silent. And you can pronounce the L sound with the A like this. All-s-ga-no-s-ki. 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 Number three is the word future. In this word, right close to the middle of the word, the U with the G would be silent, and you can pronounce a G with a W-A sound like this. Oo, wog, di di sa u wog di di sa u wog di di sa. Then for the word gag, this is a two-part word. First part is pronounced like this. Gu hle di. Second part, a ho li. And together, gu hle di a ho li. Gu hle di a ho li. Then five is the word gauge, and it's pronounced like this. A hli lo s di. A hli lo s di. A hli lo s di. I'll pronounce these words one more time. Number one is the word fuss. Ayo hlo hiseti. Number two is the word fussy. Altskanoski. Number three, future. Uwog didisa. Number four is the word gag. Guhladi aholi. Number five is the word gauge. Ahli loosti. Well, there's five words to practice with this coming week. As I was saying, I know some of you do have a list, and I sure hope you all do. If you don't have one, I highly recommend that you begin one. Make a few words here and there, and that way you can practice at your leisure. And also, if you can find someone, it makes it a little more fun when you can find someone to practice with. But until next week, practice whenever you can. Now here are two more songs. These songs were sung at the Cherokee Baptist Association in Briggs, Oklahoma, back in 1973. The first song is Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone? And the second song is I Would Not Live Always. Nono dilsti, ti no gid, yesesti a. Agaye, nesna weds, iga guya hain, tidog yesest. Talineno, lesti nigo hila, yge esti, ahani ujo, dagoslosi dohain, tidog yesesti.
Oh.
hear two stories. As I mentioned at the very beginning, we're going to have a couple of short stories. First story is going to be about the rattlesnake story told by Sammy Steele, a good storyteller, and I know you're going to enjoy it. And it has a good moral to this, and it can apply to young kids as well as adults, all the way to the elders. So now, here is Sammy Steele to tell us about the rattlesnake. And the second story is going to be told by Robert Lewis, and his story is going to be about the fox and the crawdad. And his story tells us about how we shouldn't be a braggart. And I know you're going to enjoy these stories. No, no, se gord du dord. U no head, no u dond du dord se ha. Skin on the edge, no headly. Ni got no u xud da no se ha. I say no skid the edge, no head, no u to da ste. Tallin en no, Robert Lewis, the canoe head, no juice the le. Jeez done, dun talky ye. You do the oast and not know what say. You get done in the gay sunny. I said, you do a galiska to done in a while. I said, I want that you looked and you say. No, dear to that. Sir Gord's Alain, Robert Lewis, do you know Heidi?
There's a story about a young boy that wanted to go hunting. And he was wanting to go up in the mountains and go hunt for some food for his family. And he seen his dad always hunting, and he thought he would do the same. So he told his mom he was going to go up in the mountain and go hunting. And it was one cold morning. And his mother said, well, if you go out, be sure to put a jacket on or take your jacket because it gets cold up there. So I said, oh, okay, Mom. So he gets his bow and arrow and gets his jacket, and he goes outside and he walks up to the mountaintop. Well, he gets up to the mountaintop. He sits around up there, and it is cold. It gets real cold, so he puts his jacket on. As he's sitting there waiting for game to come through, like rabbits, squirrels, or deer or something, he's sitting there shivering, but no game comes around. There's no squirrels, rabbits, or anything that moves around up there. So he figures, well, I guess it's too cold for even the animals to be out here. So he thought, well, I'll just go back down below, back home. So as he gets ready to start walking back down the path of the mountainside, he's walking down the path and he hears his voice. And it says, don't leave me, grandson. And he hears that voice and he looks around. He says, where'd that come from? It said, I heard a voice that maybe it's the cold weather. Maybe it's playing tricks on me. I'm starting to hear voices. So he takes a few more steps down the mountain. He hears the voice again and it says, don't leave me, grandson, for I'll surely die. And so the boy looks around and tries to see who's talking to him. And in the corner over there by the rock, there's a rattlesnake sitting there. He looks at that rattlesnake and says, are you talking to me? And that rattlesnake looks up to him and says, yes, grandson, don't leave me up here for I'll surely die. It's too cold. Take me down below where it's nice and warm, down below where it's nice and flat. And the young boy looks at that rattlesnake and says, I can't pick you up. I can't take you down to where it's warm. You're a rattlesnake. If I pick you up, you'll bite me. And the rattlesnake says, oh, no, 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 grandson, I won't bite you. I promise I won't bite you. And so the boy looks at the rattlesnake and says, you promise you won't bite me? And the rattlesnake says, yes. Take me down where it's nice and warm. So the young boy kneels down, picks up the rattlesnake, puts him inside his coat. And as he starts walking down below, back down to his home, to where it's nice and flat and warm, that snake starts moving around because of the warmth of his body and the warmth in his jacket. And when he gets down below the mountain, down where it's nice and flat and warm, he reaches in his jacket and pulls out that rattlesnake. He lowers himself and lays that rattlesnake on the ground. And as he lowers the rattlesnake to the ground, that rattlesnake turns around and bites him in the chest. And that young boy says, oh, you bit me, you bit me, you said you wouldn't bite me. And the rattlesnake says, yes, but you also knew what I was when you picked me up. So the moral of this story is that I tell children is whatever you see out there, no matter what it is, can be alcohol, tobacco, it could be drugs. Don't ever touch it. Don't ever reach for it, because if you do, it'll bite you. And that's the story about the rattlesnake.
A long time ago, the fox was the swiftest animal in the world, liked to brag, and he'd been looking at the pond. He says, the pond reminded me of this story. He said, fox was set there, and he knew he was fast. So he's talking to deer, And deer says, I hear you say you're the fastest animal in the world. Fox says, well, I can run pretty quick. And deer says, well, how about if you try to outrun me? And so they race and they run as fast as they can all around this big pond. And as they run through the fields and past the trees and past the rocks, and they make it back to where they started, they find that fox beats the deer. And deer says, oh, you are quicker than me. And so deer goes and tells all the other animals, fox is faster than I am. The panther says, oh, well, let's see if he's faster than me. So the panther gets there. The panther races the fox. And again, the fox beats the panther. And then one after another, all the animals start challenging the fox to try to run. And the fox beats them all, beats the wolf, beats the bear. And finally, when nobody can beat him, fox gets a big head. He starts thinking he's the best and fastest animal in the world. And the crawdad is in the pond. He's been watching all this. And the crawdad comes out and says, I hear you're fast. He says, yes, I am. He says, are you fast in the water? I bet you I can outrun you in the water. And the fox says, oh, really? Okay. Well, let's race in the water. And so all the animals here, and they all gather around the pond. And the crawdad says, we'll race to Beaver's house. We'll go around Beaver's house, and we'll come back here. First one here wins. Fox says, fine. He says, I'll tell you what. The crawdad says, what is it? You get a few yards head start. You go ahead and take off. I'll give you about 10 yards head start since you're so small and tiny. I'll do that for you. I'm too fast. I don't want to beat you too bad. And so the crawdad says, okay. And the crawdad swims in the water. But the crawdad has a trick in his mind. He gets out in the water where nobody can see him, and then he floats down to the bottom, and he waits. And when the fox finally dives in the water, starts swimming, he swims up and grabs a hold of the fox's tail, just at the end where the hair is, where the fox can't feel it, and just rides that tail. And as that fox is swimming away, the fox happens to turn back around, peeks behind him, says, where you at, crawdad? And the crawdad pokes his head up, says, I'm right on your tail, fox. And this scares the fox, so the fox starts swimming faster and faster, trying to get around the turn around the beaver's house, and the beaver's watching. And every time the fox turns around and asks, where you at, crawdad? Crawdad just pokes his head up, says, I'm right on your tail, you better swim faster. And the whole time, little crawdad's riding on the fox's tail. So again, the fox is trying to go as fast as he can, but he's worn out. He's been ruining all these races, so he can't run or swim as fast as he could earlier. So as he's gotten closer and closer to the ends, he gets worn out, and he can't feel anything. He can't feel his feet, can't feel his legs. He can't even feel a crawdad crawling up his back. Then finally, he sits there, and he wears out, and he passes out in the creek. The crawdad dives past his head, swims up to the front of the bank, and says, I win. And when the fox finally comes out, the crawdad says, that'll teach you. You don't have a big head. And Sam says, you're not supposed to have a big head when you do things. It's okay to be proud of what you do, but don't get to where you brag about it.
So the lesson was, don't be a braggart.
Don't be a braggart. No, not be a braggart. Especially amongst Cherokees. Well, oh, I'll take you down.
That's a good one.
These next two songs were sung at the Twin Oaks Baptist Church back in 2012. First song is Introduction of Public Worship, led by the late Jackie Kingfisher. Second song is hymn number 36, and that one was led by the late Bessie O'Fill. Nona Dusko, Jinogit, Taliga Yil Taldu to the Tes Disa, Taliga de Tadasti, Agaye, Yehovah the Goyuhi, Tizoka says, Skinno, Zeg, the Florida Geha, Ulanatke says, Talinano, Nestling Language. Nigar de you a de gayuni, Tuzoka says, Skin no, Bessie O'Field, Tigeha, Gulenat Gesesti.
Behold, I go with you. It's a life, oh, dear. Oh, yeah, Yeah.
That's it for the program. I sure do appreciate all of you as always. And please always remember that. Because I really do. Because without you all, there'd be no need for a radio program. But thank you so much for tuning in week by week. Some of you month by month. And a lot of you year after year. Appreciate all of you. I wish I could give every one of you something. I guess the best way I could do that is to give you one solitary wild onion apiece. And maybe a little piece of egg. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. But I really wish I could give y'all, as a listening audience, something. But I hope you enjoy this program. But just want to let you know that I do appreciate all of you tuning in all the time. And my name is Dennis Sixkiller. You've been listening to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought by Cherokee Nation. And I'm so glad that Cherokee Nation allowed this to go on for, it's going to be 15 years for me, 17 total, because David Scott did that 2 years before I did. So this is going on 17 years now. I've had a great time. I'm still having a great time, meeting a lot of people, getting to talk to so many, many people, and got my language back. There for a long time, I didn't use it like I should have, but I'm thankful to the Cherokee Nation for allowing me to do this. You know, I've said many times before, I'm still trying, and hope you all enjoy it. Call me sometimes. Here's the numbers. First and always, toll-free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433, and the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. Until next week, please take care of yourself. No de alto cuide, de deligo huesco leg, nega no y se das na cohi, do you, y de lieli se ha, de se das de han go hi lai. I want to any god, cohi, y se das de ha hi. To like Kanega, a little like Dinoka, to like Gishli, you do the land nine. Most, shall the end of don't, you'll say a car. Go who's God done it, you guess, eh? Say no, you do go with it. You said, Arthur, the car here. I'm the Ashley gun then, into the Arthur Neo. Let's quit along, we do you die. The God, the goose, saw how you done it, you. Now the Yenige Essig saw how you done us. Still no words. But that the sounds of it. I send all you, y'all do lahe, go hoot, is a net day. I send y'all who, ye de left and go hig. When you own you, sir, do you not get sally, when you know I slan aye. Screw out the dewan is no guess aye. I send the god, who to us say to the dictate, son of the watch aye. Allah, send the goggle and add, see the sets of those us, under the gately, not as long as they do lay. A guy, say we'll be acting on that. Sago ne lichk. Tall his sudal, knigida, sudal got cork, sago. Anligilo tante, dear to well look. So near sago tenail, nerk his nerk don't. Anitza lagerly, the lipje, utanadonella. So near sago tenail, nerk his don't. His gig yearly. Nigar dear, jeez like. It's like 60 day gay stay. What don't?